Mr. Wallace, how are you today?
I'm doing very well, Tony. How are you this morning?
It's great to talk with you as always. Eastern High School has some challenges. Restructuring was required for Eastern because it failed for 7 years to meet federal No Child Left Behind standards. You have attacked us. We've talked about this in the past. And I saw a quote in a paper in a story written by Kathleen Levy where you're quoted as saying, "Hallelujah."
Oh, I haven't seen that, but I tell you, Tony, there is excitement in the air at Eastern High School. And as they gear up with our support, the outcome of student success is not only predictable, but we think it's going to be contagious throughout the district because of the model that they are designing to be presented to the state on November 16th.
All right, before we talk about those specifics, let's just dive in right into some of the challenges there. And I've heard that there are some concerns about the extra costs, about what you're going to have to do to fix this problem. How much more money is the district going to have to spend?
Well, the district is capped with its existing allocation of both general and categorical funds. The plan is making an effort to reallocate those dollars and stay within the budget. Now, there is, and we appreciate this, a backup that the federal government provides resources for school districts to supplement their general fund budget. And it's called a SIG grant, S-I-G grant. And that grant then would provide any additional money and that will be needed for us to accomplish our mission.
Do you know how much that is?
It's by application, and it would be allocated based upon our plan. So, I do not. There is no set fixed amount, but it's intended to support the plan after it's submitted and reviewed.
Do you have support from the teachers' union, the LSEA?
Yes, I do. We have worked hand in hand with the LSEA. They have been at the table with me, and we have reviewed last week the plan. They pretty much helped draft it, so they are in sync with it. We presented the draft to our Board of Education last night. It was well received at that level, and so now we're proceeding with LSEA to negotiate the pieces of the plan that might require a contract deviation.
Okay, we're going to... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, those deviations have been identified, and LSEA is working with us to accomplish that.
We're talking with T.C. Wallace, who is the superintendent of the Lansing School District. Mr. Wallace, we're going to talk about the specifics of the plan, but one of those specifics involved more time in school, in the classroom. And from what I understand, Board President Jack Davis and Board Member Hugh Clark have concerns about the longer school day. Well, most of the world is going to school longer and more days. It's proved beneficial as test scores for the industrialized world have us near the number 25 when we used to be leaders. So it puzzled me why school officials wouldn't want our kids in school longer if they're going to learn more.
Well, I support the effort for more time on task for students. I've gone on record embracing the concept of longer school days and even longer school years. With that comes the additional challenge of funding, but in this instance, funding will be provided contingent with the plan. So the plan that has been crafted does allow an opportunity for youngsters to make up time by going additional periods. And that's what's exciting, because not only is it it's new thinking, and it's student-oriented, and it's intended to allow students to make up for any missteps that they may have had in their educational experience.
Well, the plan for Eastern High School to fix its problems was developed from Eastern Principal Susan Land and a team of Eastern teachers. Part of the plan includes a so-called 0 hour starting at 6:45 and an eighth hour from 2:45 to 3:35, with students who are behind in their classes will be able to use the time to catch up on credits. That sounds like a good idea.
It's a great idea. I applaud that staff, one, for going that extra mile with students. And what we know from research is that once youngsters fall behind and there is no mechanism to catch up, guess what? They make decisions that we're not pleased with to drop out. So this is a safety net opportunity, and we put it there. A youngster can acquire, if he or she has the initiative and the drive, 8 credits as opposed to 6. And whereas, you know, we may not have wholesale interest, once that catches on, then I think you're going to see youngsters taking advantage of one or both, depending on their given situation.
And the count. The calendar includes 156 full days and 17 half days for students. And if you're behind, you need the extra time, don't you?
You need the extra time, and we're going to give it. I said earlier that I believe the potential for this model to be replicated is there. Of course, that's a wait and see. But still, you can't make a significant difference for students if you continue to do the same old thing and expect different results. It's not going to happen. Don't we call that insanity?
Well, the plan is due to be presented to the Michigan Department of Education. The final plan will be due on November 16th. And I know everything centers around not only the students, but you need support from parents and the community.
Absolutely. And that's a stakeholder group that we will be asking to embrace the plan. And we're hopeful that it'll be well received. Every parent is interested in what's best for his son or daughter.
And we want to see Eastern High School succeed. Mr. Wallace, thanks so much for your time today.
Oh, you're certainly welcome, Tony.